In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. Nice comment on the book of identification cards. With pictures of the Holy Quran. By Dr. Muhammad bin Abdul Aziz bin Omar Nassif. May God protect him. Surat Al-Bayyinah. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. May peace and blessings be upon the seals of the prophets and messengers. And upon his family and all companions. We still have the ID cards. With a nice comment on the ID cards. Thanks to God, we have reached Surah Al-Bayyinah. It has three pauses. The first pause is with the word of clear evidence, which is called a surah. It is in the surah as it appears. It refers to the messenger of God, may God bless him and grant him peace. They will be those who disbelieve. From the people of the book, polytheists and disbelievers. Until clear evidence comes to them. Their messenger from God will bring you a purified record. The messenger, may God bless him and grant him peace. It is the proof. Which argument is apparent? Whoever reflects on the conditions of the prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. He knew that he was the messenger of God. The verse mentioned a special case. His prophecy is evident in it. It shows his sincerity. A messenger from God said, reciting the dish as purification. Meditate on the biography of the prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. And his condition in general. And meditate on the Quran that it came with. He acted upon it and his creation was the Quran. Especially it leads a person to truth and eternity. As for the second time, it is what God said. Those who disbelieved were not among the people of the book. And polytheists and disbelievers until clear proof comes to them. Then they said, those who were given the book did not differ. Except after clear proof had come to them. If the prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace. Evidence. Why do people separate? Isn't the truth appearing? Enough for people to follow him. No. Not enough. Contrary to what he thinks. Or contrary to who you think. That the truth appears. Enough for people to follow him. On the contrary. As it appears in the story of the prophets. Clearly it is Abraham. He is thrown into the fire. Then. None of his people believed except Lot. And his wife may have believed before. Throw him into the fire. This clear verse is not enough. When Moses threw the staff. So he nullified the witches' plots. But the magicians believed. They have great gifts. They gathered and branched out. And they soldiers. All of these people did not believe. We have to know. That the evidence appears. Doesn't mean we will follow the truth. Rather, it is clear and evident. Always. Therefore, whoever wants to follow the evidence, he must find out the reason, which calls for following it. And he is referred to. God knows best in the last verse. In the surah after it was mentioned. Believers and what he promised them. From the gardens of bliss. He said that to the one who fears his Lord. And he who fears his Lord. Follow the truth. And he who does not fear his Lord. Follow the chasm. As for he who fears standing before his Lord. And relieve oneself from the abyss. Heaven is the shelter. So the surah indicates. To the proof and the people separate. After the evidence with a statement. The characteristic that is found in those who follow. Clear and safe. That is, they fear their Lord. The third stop remained. And she. It's impossible for people. After they separated in clear evidence. Where it is. Who follow. The evidence is there. They are the best of the wild. And as for those who refuse. Evidence. They are as God said. And they are the worst of humanity. Who disbelieved? The people of the book and the polytheists are in hell. Hell to abide therein. Those are the worst of humanity. I ask God to help us. And he loves and is satisfied. Perhaps in these words. And if you say it is useful. I ask God for success. God knows best, may God bless him and grant him peace. On his country, Muhammad, on his family and all his companions. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds.